I have my first guest of the morning with me via phone. Ellen Lynch is here from the Lake County Historical Society. Thank you so much, Ellen, for being with us this morning on KTWH.
Well, thanks for having me, Katya.
Absolutely. And now I have to give you a little heads up that I was a history major in college, so I am always interested in seeing what you're up to, and love to see the sort of expanded programming in the off-season approach that you're taking this year. Do you want to share with us a little bit about how these events came about in the first place, and then we'll talk specifically about them?
Sure. So at the Lake County Historical Society, we have a programming committee that kind of drives programming for the Lake County Historical Society. So one of the ideas that came up was expanding programming in our off season and giving people an opportunity to really connect with our organization outside of the museum's four walls. History in a Pint has been happening all over Minnesota, so we decided to give it a go and partnered with Harbor Rail to kind of give people a little slice of local history in a relaxed space.
Yeah, I
know. So we've hosted two so far, and our third will be next Wednesday, March 29th, which has been rescheduled from March 1st. That's kind of how History in a Pint came about, and we're excited to be working out a schedule on the off season next year.
Great. So it must be working. People are showing up.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
That's wonderful. You know, there's so many people in Minnesota who are living oral history transmitters, and it seems like one of the really cool things about this History in a Pint is you find someone to talk, essentially, about something that they know about from the past. And do you have trouble finding people? Do you have trouble narrowing it down? Like, how does that process work? I know you have, I believe, Linda Hoffman talking about Title IX and the way girls' sports has changed in our local area this time.
Yeah. So since this is our first year, we decided to do three to kind of test the waters. Our first one was a presentation by Pete Smayrood about the history of Wolfridge. And the second one was Todd Lindahl talking about the history of logging, and then we do have Linda Hoffman talking about Title IX and its effects on Lake County sports. And our programs committee kind of comes up with the subjects, and then we figure out, you know, who we can invite in to talk. So
yeah,
we're hoping to do a few more next year.
Yeah, I would think you've got to have a committee that's kind of dialed into the local community, because it's usually just a game of who knows who, and you start playing that game, and then you start realizing how many people you all know collectively. So I'm thinking that would be a really fun process.
Yes.
Well, that is great. And that's happening this coming Wednesday evening at Harbor Rail. I believe
Correct.
You said last month was standing room only, so get there early, right?
Yes. The talk begins at 7, but we encourage people to get there around 6:30 to snag a table. And new this time, we are going to live stream Linda's talk on our Facebook page. So
All right.
If you can't get down to Harbor Rail, we will be hosting a live stream of her talk on our Facebook page.
Fun. All right. And then the fun doesn't end there. Next weekend is going to be quite something. I think another sort of unprecedented winter-spring event, the Twin Ports History Festival, I believe, we're going to be one arm of that here in Two Harbors. Tell us what's going to happen.
Yes. So Twin Ports History Festival is happening March 30th through April 4th, but the Lake County Historical Society, Dorothy Mulliter Museum over in Ely, and the Two Harbors Public Library have teamed up to bring a full slate of programming to Two Harbors on Friday, March 31st. So there's plenty of programming at the library. The depot will be open 10 to 4 with free admission. And then we will be offering two specialty tours of the lighthouse departing the depot at 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. So people will gather in the depot store and we will bus people over to the lighthouse to learn a little bit about the Letterly family and a little history on the lighthouse.
So good to give this opportunity to local people as well. I know that, as you know, we have a charter sailing business. We take people out on the lake, and so many people who live here their whole lives have actually never seen the shoreline from the lake. And so one of our goals is to get everyone out there. And similarly, I think there are probably lots of people and live in Two Harbors who have never actually been in the lighthouse or the museum or really know the intricacies of the history here. So what a wonderful opportunity. I hope that lots of people show up.
Yes, and a full slate of programming is at the library as well, from 10 to 4:30.
Yes, and we will be drawing out those details in the coming weeks so that people, I know there's going to be opportunity for people to tell their stories, opportunity for them to learn how to do research in the archives at the library, and then Dorothy Moulter Museum with the root beer and other things. So yeah, there's a lot going to be happening at the library. It seems like when in doubt, just show up and see what's going on there on Friday.
Exactly. Yeah, and you can visit our Facebook page or lakecountyhistoricalsociety.org to keep up to date with events. And included in that is just a full slate of events coming up. So
good. Wonderful. Well, Ellen, have you looked beyond next weekend at all? Do you want to foreshadow any of the spring or summer, or should we just stay focused on the present?
We are looking forward to reopening our sites in May, and more details will emerge as we kind of figure out things and timing. So
great. Sounds good. And thank you so much for sharing your time with us this morning, Ellen. You take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
I've been speaking with Ellen Lynch. She is the director of the Lake County Historical Society, talking about the events coming up next week and next weekend.